This is Health Matters, continuing our medicinal plant series.
There's a Karuk story in which the Creator gathers Earth's creatures together and asks each one what they will contribute to the circle of life. Deer and salmon agree to becoming food for humans. Perhaps there's a story in which plants offer to become medicine. Plants provide healing medicine for human ailments worldwide.
Many plants treat flu and the common cold, like the four we discussed in earlier broadcasts, redwood, white sage, herbasanta, and violets. Elderberry is another cold and flu buster. It eases fever, headache, sore throat, fatigue, cough, and body aches. The benefits are strongest when started soon after the infection starts.
Studies documented elderberry's effectiveness. One study found that elderberry tea can cut the duration of flu misery by 50%. Another found that an extract of the active ingredient in elderberries shorten the duration by a third. You can buy the tea or an elderberry extract at herb stores and natural food stores, or you can gather leaves and flowers and make your own tea. You'll find that other types of headaches are relieved with elderberry tea.
Every part of the elderberry plant has medicinal value, even the roots. It's a shrub that grows in damp areas, thickets, and waste places. It ranges from 5 feet to 12 feet in height. It blooms from May through July with flat clusters of small white flowers about 8 inches across. So if you're considering gathering flowers and leaves, now is the time. The berries, which are dark purple and an excellent source of iron, ripen in the fall. Before the age of supermarket hunting and gathering, elderberries were popular in pies, jams, and wine.
The medicinal uses for elderberry extends far beyond colds and flu. A tea of bark scraped from branches was once used to prevent epileptic fits, but it's hard to imagine anyone using such a remedy today. You'd have to gather and prepare the bark, then you'd have to steep it in boiling water for 48 hours, all this before you could administer it as a preventative, and the patient is supposed to fast while taking it.
German medical doctors have been prescribing herbal remedies for decades. Their confidence is supported by extensive research in Germany. One German study found that elderberry has an impact on weight loss. The test subject included 80 individuals who had elderberry juice daily. The juice was enriched with elderberry blossoms and berry powder extract, so it was a triple whammy preparation. It also included some asparagus extract. The results of the study were encouraging. It not only promoted weight loss, it helped with blood pressure and general mental and physical well-being.
The researchers stated further studies would have to be done to confirm those findings, but elderberry's contribution to strengthening the immune system is well confirmed. Its antioxidant powers are at the top of the list. Only chokeberries have stronger antioxidant effects. Chokeberries, not chokecherries. Elderberries are a rich source of vitamin A, B, and C, and amino acids, all of which contribute to strong immunity. Also, elderberries are packed with fiber, and fiber not only sustains intestinal health, it lowers cholesterol levels and improves insulin sensitivity.
Elderberry's vitamin A power may be why it is helpful to the eyes. A tea taken internally helps with itching and inflammation. An external application can be made from a tea simmered for 10 minutes and then cooled. Cotton or soft cloth soaked with the solution can be applied over closed lids to relieve inflammation and irritation.
Elderberry must be cooked or steeped in boiling water before it can be used. Any part of an elderberry can cause poisoning when taken raw. As it may reduce glucose levels, people taking drugs to control blood glucose should be careful about using elderberry supplements.
There are other cautions. People with plant allergies might react to elderberry. Also, elderberry is a diuretic. Individuals taking diuretic drugs must be careful about taking elderberry supplements, and elderberry can have a laxative effect. So it's not advisable to take elderberry in addition to laxative products. In general, a doctor should be consulted when mixing herbal medicine with prescription medicines.
Health Matters is a production of KIDE, Hoopa, California, produced and written by Cynthia Potent, engineered by Joseph Orozco. Our readers were Christian Marshall, Emily Marshall, and Joseph Orozco. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Thank you for listening. Your health adds to the health of our community.